Hey everyone, Jacob Smith here, your host of the Welding Weekly podcast. For this week's episode, I wanted to give you all a quick rundown of tack welding, a very useful technique that isn't always appreciated enough in the welding world. So pull up a chair, grab yourself a coffee, and let me tell you about this underrated little process. In a nutshell, tack welding basically involves making small, temporary welds to hold two pieces of metal together until the final welding is done. Think of it like little spots of super glue that keep your project secure while the main welding bond dries. It saves you from having to clamp everything in place like some kind of anxious tic-tac-toe player. Tack welds are quick and easy to produce, often just a few taps of the welder in strategic spots. And since they don't require as much heat as a full weld, there's less risk of warping the material. They're great for keeping things aligned on an assembly line whirring along at top speed. There are a few different kinds of tack welding out there, from the classic spot weld to fancy tricks like ultrasonic or thermite welding. My personal favorite has to be hot tacking. You guys remember the old school technique of hammer tacking while everything's still glowing hot? Now that's what I call caveman craftsmanship. Of course, tack welds alone don't provide much structural strength, but they serve an invaluable role in getting the job set up right for a strong final weld. I like to think of them like the duct tape engineering of the welding world, sticky, flexible, and very difficult to live without. So in summary, whether you're an industrial speed demon or a hobbyist hack, give tack welding a try. It just might become your new best welding buddy. All right, folks, that about wraps it up for this week. As always, don't forget to click subscribe so you don't miss any of our future episodes. Until next time, keep your hood down and your materials clean. This is Jacob Smith, signing off.